Yes, sir. Let's go.
Pop, 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 pop.
It's your host, King Wise.
Hard body dreams. Peace to all the human families of the planet Earth.
Peace, everybody. Y'all know what time it is, man. The Boom Bap Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM. You tune in real late night with some real G's.
G-O-D's, baby, please. We came to bless y'all like y'all just sneezed.
Ooh.
Hachoo.
And just look out for the Boom Bap Syndicate when we get at you.
No doubt.
Make them say at you.
Hey, look, God, we don't eat Hachoos because they got gelatin in it.
Okay.
No pork, please.
I was in the streets the other day.
Tell me about it.
Just passing out cards and doing that's what my climate check's going to be today. I was in the streets doing a climate check on Granville trying to see who out there, you know, is really trying to build a community. Because you know how some Vancouverites be, man.
Oh, man. Tell me about it,
bro. This is the first brother I walked up to. So I had you know, the Boom Bap Syndicate CJSF 90.1 FM cards.
Yeah.
We got the business cards because we're official like that. You know what I mean?
Official like that, baby.
Check us out on IG and everywhere.
Come on,
and,
man.
And anyway, the first brother I walked up to him like, peace. And he took a step back real quick. Like I was hostile or something. You know what I mean? Like... Yeah. He took a sidestep like he was James Harden.
Oh.
But, you know, I wasn't coming with no savageness. I was just coming to spread the knowledge and actually enlighten him on what we got going on over here.
Make it boring, God. Make it boring, God.
Yeah, and, you know, my brother Edmund, who spent the last 4 years here, but originally from the Bay, he commented on it and was like, yeah, man, some people are so scared over here. And so they're so... The fear is holding them back from being a part of a community. A community.
Indeed. Common unity, man.
Common unity.
That's the key two words within that word, right? And so it's very interesting how, you know, the devil taught us how to eat the wrong foods. Therefore, those who are still eating the wrong foods mentally manifested physically, knowledge to born. And it's sad because that fear that he planted in their hearts, taking it back to the born, why does he fear the devil now that he's a grown man? Why?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
And because he doesn't know who he is, he doesn't know who you are. Because we all the same. We all are one mind when we are in alignment. Right? See, I see you and you see me, right? Supreme equality. You know, I was building with Simba and a bunch of brothers on the phone. And you know how the God get when he starts building. And yeah. I was already feeling the energy from you and me and Edmund building. And so that energy transferred into the conversation. And it's like, Simba's like, yo, man, I recorded that. I want to put that on the intro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Right? And it's like, yeah, bro, I let them know. It's like, yo, if I greet you with peace, God, peace, Lord, peace, Son of Man, peace, King, just know that what I see in you is what I see in myself, because Allah is one mind, all in all, baby.
Straight up.
You know?
All in all.
So tell us more about the rest of the experience. What happened after that?
So the first brother who's scared, he ended up taking a card.
Yeah.
It seemed that he did listen to hip-hop. You know, I was just trying to see who listened to hip-hop out here.
Indeed.
And he took the card. And I moved on. The next two brothers, two Punjabi brothers sitting down, they were hesitant, but you know, I gave them the card anyway. I said, give it to a friend that you know listens to hip hop.
Indeed.
Because I'm sure they said they don't really listen to hip hop. However, then they brought up Karan Ajwal.
Okay.
Karan Ajwal.
Okay.
I will that I'm saying his name right. But he's a Punjabi artist. Karan Aujla. Yes.
Yeah.
He's a Indian singer and rapper.
Okay.
And my homie actually put me onto him, a song of his, that had YG on it.
And oh then, yeah.
So I was like surprised that he had infiltrated the industry and had collaborations with such people.
You said infiltrated. That's
well, yeah, I mean, not in, but that he entered.
Yeah,
he's a presence.
To
work, collaborate with people like that, you know what I mean? YG's a very respected West Coast artist.
Yeah.
And not everyone could get a feature with him, you know what I mean? A song with him.
Indeed.
And so, yeah, I had knew about his name. So I told him, oh, yeah, that is hip hop, man.
Indeed.
You know, it's not in English, yeah, but he's still making hip hop music, right?
Yeah.
And so they took the cards and I connected with him. And there's this one brother. Shout out to this one brother. I was shooting a video and he came and dapped me up. I think he said ASAP Ant. He might have thought I was ASAP Ant
in the beginning.
And then he dabbed me up and he kept going. And then I saw him while I was talking to these two Punjabi brothers. Saw him again. He doubled back.
Yeah.
And then he dabbed me up again. And he said, he asked me, you know, who I was.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so shout out to brother Kyrie out there. He jumped in our conversation, spreading love.
Okay.
And, you know, he said to the two brown guys, he said, yo, put your arm up. And they all put their arm up beside each other. He's like, we the same. He said, look.
No doubt.
And then,
no doubt.
You know, it was just a moment of unity right there. Common unity.
Indeed, God. Indeed. That's a beautiful reflection.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So that was the adventures on Granville Street. The streets is warming up. The streets is already, we're already hot, but the streets is warming up to us.
Indeed, God. The world is feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And this time of FIFA coming here, you know, it's an opportunity to really build, you know what I mean? And look, man, we came to show and prove that, you know, the original man is A, not a savage who is dumb, deaf, and blind, but the one who will enlighten your mind, show you how to take a step back from the devil's civilization and recline. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, it's like, yo, real hip-hop is to what? Elevate, higher internal power, healing our people.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what we come to do here, man. The Boom Bap Syndicate really is about showcasing artists that you ain't even ever heard. You know, tapping into both sides of the coin, you know?
Yeah.
The positive and the negative within rap music. Because at the end of the day, they both have their part. It's the balance, it's the duality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I mean, tonight we got a real, you know, I've been really wanting to showcase this brother, man, Aldo.
Spanish Ran.
Yo, man, I'm telling you, God, like, and Aldo's been around for like 10 plus, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, I seen videos of him like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he been in this for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he had a group with, Jay Mills. Oh, man, who else? It was Jay Mills, the shorty named Reese, and another big rap, Ovato. And, yeah, man, they were called the, oh, man, something squad. It'll come back to me. But, yo, B, honestly, I was watching the interview and they was asking him, like, you know, how do you feel about, you know, your language and the way that you manifest your lyrics, right? Because obviously you see the cocaine and the crack, you know, destroying the ghettos and the communities, right? And, you know, he's like, look, man, like, at the end of the day, bro, I'm just only speaking about what's going on around me. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that it's real important for people like us who are preservers of hip hop and people who are curators and have these platforms to, like, really take a step back and understand, like, you know, the difference between the glorification and the education. Right.
Yeah.
You know, really seeing the destruction, but also seeing the building and the beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like I said, hip-hop encompasses all things, bro. You know what I mean? Like, the universe wouldn't even be complete without hip-hop music, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the way that so many rappers manifested the knowledge and the wisdom, God.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter if you were 5% or not. Like, just think about, you know, how any type of knowledge is being shared. You know what I mean? Especially audially. It's like, and that's why I'm so about that myself, God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know you are too, right? It's like, yo, niggas got mad skills. It's like, okay, we're gonna put these skills to the test and bring it into physical life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, God?
Yeah. Man, because hip hop to me is like it completed a lot of other musical ciphers by putting them all together. It's like, bro, there's hip hop songs, there's jazz hip hop songs, there's soul hip hop songs, there's, and I'm saying like in terms of the architecture of like the beat or the music in general, is like you could have a soul sample, you could have a jazz sample, you could have these elements, you could have, there's a lot of EDM hip hop coming up with the UK guys.
Indeed.
With the mixing it with the house and the EDM.
And that's super old school too.
Yeah. And man, like, that's what I'm saying. It completes the universe.
It does.
It completes the universe because it closes the loop. And then when you have, you know, it creates that 3.146, which is pi. And pi is a never-ending number because it represents a circle. Is the formula for a sphere, a circle.
Indeed.
And a circle never ends because it closes into itself.
Yes. And that's also seen in many different mystic teachings about, you know, the snake with its tail in its mouth. It's the completion of the cipher.
Yeah.
Right? It's the atom.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, God, you're writing exact with that.
Yeah, man.
The universe, man. What is the universe? The universe is all existing matter, space, and time considered as a whole. The cosmos. That's the Oxford Dictionary definition. Then you got the Merriam-Webster's definition, which says a sphere, like you said, a sphere of activity, experience, and interest. Then you got the Britannica Encyclopedia definition, which says the cosmic system of space, of energy and matter, which the Earth and human race is a part of. Galaxies, planets, stars, radiation, time, space, matter, and energy. And then we have the root word of universe, which is universus. The Latin root word, which uni means one, versus means turn or turned. But as universus, it is the whole, it is the entire, it is one. So everything turned into one. That's why the universe is everything, sun, moon, and stars. In Hermetic teachings, the first principle is the universe is mental. Fuck, God, that is, it's so deep, you know what I mean? It's very deep, and it's like, that's why a lot of people don't know that they're the literally the creators of their life, God. They're just doing shit. Not really. I'm not saying everybody, but we saying 85% of the world is.
And you know, all these movies and shows where the character is controlling his destiny.
Yeah.
Like, where do you think this comes from?
Indeed, God.
You know what I mean, where y'all think they get these fucking ideas where it's just like so mystical?
Indeed.
Like, you think niggas are just on the couch and they're just smoking a blunt and just think of this very universally factual concept or story, such as, you know, such as the multiverse, Marvel, such as, you
that,
know what I mean?
They really pushed that shit in that, in all of those series.
You know what I mean? Such as The Matrix.
Right.
You know what I mean? Such as like The Chosen One.
Yo,
you know what I mean? The superheroes.
And Neo. So I was watching a video,
the Mutants.
Yo, God.
The Terminator.
It's all true.
And you know, shout out to Shout out to the creator of The Matrix. Give credit to
a black woman.
Her name was.
I know Lincoln actually had her on the. She actually came for the Love James Fest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, she came for the Love.
She
James
was there.
Fest, Book Fest. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, the internet doesn't want. The internet wants to show me some white woman right now, which I don't think is accurate.
Well, it's all good. We come back around with it, you know.
Yeah, because I've seen a video of her. Yeah, we'll come back with it for sure. But yeah, going back to, you know, today's meat and potatoes, the Al Doe.
Indeed.
Just thinking about even we can even connect that because, you know, what I mean, controlling your own destiny doesn't always mean that you're gonna be the most famous. You're gonna be the biggest star, biggest whatever. Controlling your destiny means that you have security, and you're secure in the things that you want to achieve and the goals that you set for yourself. And now, while I don't know what, you know, Aldo has set for himself, however, I can say that even though he wasn't a name in the forefront that I recognized, the track record proves that he's been out here doing his thing.
Indeed.
And from what, you know, Hardbody has studied about him and his journey, he's been out here and he's still out here.
100%.
Which is victory.
Victory, baby.
So, you know, yeah, I'm thinking we want to get into some tracks right here.
Indeed, God. Let's get it popping.
We're going to start with that Jesus Christ.
The Boom Bap Syndicate. This is off of the Holy City Project. Y'all remember where y'all heard it first, baby.
Jesus Christ, thou keep this commandment without keep this commandment without spot, unrepeatable until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's our Lord Jesus Christ, there's the other appearing.
To everything only one could compare, Noah. We the city island chair throwers, duck down,
duck down, duck down.
I'm from uptown, where we flash money, take your bitch and ask you what now?
Jesus Christ.
Give a fuck about your scar on your face. Fuck about your crib, don't care if you did a bid. I am that fire. A bunch of rats, all these taps, wires. Work in the trunk and caught a flat tire. Nigga,
nigga,
you ain't never go through shit like that. You almost stole one time and put that shit right back. Pussy,
pussy.
Walking out of church, I got a brick meeting. Top trap rapper for the sixth season.
There's
it's easy like a freak though. Hold these niggas, my e-hoes. Shoot you through the peephole. Bury me with a kilo, nigga.
Park another bitch, park the whip. I'm the opposite. Sell another brick. Face the consequence. Vodka sips. Park another bitch, park the whip. I'm the opposite. Sell another brick. Face the consequence. Vodka sips.
Jesus Christ.
Vodka sips.
Vodka
sips. Sending this one out,
sending this one out,
sending this one out,
sending this one out,
sending this one out.
Don't test us on my payroll, it's Poe Doe. Chi Chi get the yayo. Lime green laser, they can see the beam. Prada jacket is smelling like coke and creatine. We cut it. I'm multi-genesis on my premises. My niggas fail grammar. They still doing they sentences.
There's the second.
Kingpin nigga, what I plan to be. I'm like, yeah, I go crazy over my family. Shoot a nigga, go and switch clothes. Raw digga, I'm in flip mode. Nigga, plug thirsty, just give me two for now. Cuba, Miami, that's my root canal. Them bitches fishing, trying to be my type. Street nigga, I ain't never wanna be like Mike the Pope.
Park another bitch, park the whip. I'm the opposite, sell another brick. Face the consequence, vodka sips. Park another bitch, park the whip. I'm the opposite, sell another brick. Face the consequence, vodka sips.
Vodka sips, vodka sips, vodka sips, vodka sips.
Sending this one out,
sending this one out,
sending this one out.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed. For many thousands of people here today, this will be decision. And you will never be the same.
You will never be the same. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. tunnels underground, gun you down,
gun you down, gun you down.
You can pray for Yeezy. I'm in this song, drama cheesy, dedication wheezy. Heard him talking greasy, never be the same. Caught him with his bitch, we smacked him and let him keep his chain. Keys open doors, the grams fly. Social, I'm anti, waiting to celebrate when your man die. Hold your own, sucker shit, look, I don't condone. Flooded mobile homes, all the fiends looking like Post Malone.
Post Malone, Post Malone.
Jacket France, black ends, but they cactus plant. Flea market,
flea market, flea market, flea market, flea market.
Heavy when I cook, boy, oh yay. I heard they shit, their chances looking slim. Coil of Ray,
coil of Ray, coil of Ray, coil of Ray, coil of Ray, coil of Ray.
Heavy when I cook, boy, oh yay. I heard they shit, their chances looking slim. Coil of Ray,
coil of Ray. On the break,
on the
break, on the break.
Said he wanna see it, bring a quarter Kia. I bought my bitch another bag, could've bought a Kia. Bunch of emo niggas that's soul searching. I just need a brick and a store working. My whole purpose, still hope. Lenny told me that home heard it. Still coke serving, the Pope got they nose hurting. Pitching white, kitchen whipping, hit the lights. Before future, I had Pippin wife. Bitch, good night.
Bitch, good night. Bitch, good night.
Sensational.
Heavy when I cook, boy, oh yay. I heard they shit, their chances looking slim. Coil of Ray,
coil of Ray, coil of Ray. Coil of Ray, coil of Ray, coil of Ray.
Heavy when I cook, boy, oh yay. I heard they shit, their chances looking slim. Coil of Ray,
coil of Ray, coil of Ray, coil of Ray, coil of Ray, coil of Ray.
My ex was whiskey man.
My money.
underneath under the mattress. Copper burn when it hatches. More collard greens for my catfish. Watch what you say on the records, my nigga. Let's be clear. Show up to your session and jump you and smack your engineer. In Japan, rapping about kilos, they treated me like I'm Nego. Silver Porsche, that's the great drop. Left CD like I'm K-Dot. Walking out of the bank, backs beating, listening to State Prop. They feel afraid, no, they listening and they still amazed. My wife is smiling, my kids is healthy, my bills is paid. Bronx nigga, still got yay for sale. You can buy whatever you want, my nigga, just save your bill. Cop a brick, break it down, cook it up, take a town. Start the whip, make your rounds, make it home safe and sound.
All these niggas, I'm fucking with you.
Cop a brick, break it down, cook it up, take a town. Start the whip, make your rounds, make it home safe and sound.
Safe and sound.
In the past, see the autumn clothes turning to cribs with all the glass features. But think it's sweet and get your body dropped. My bitch be sucking dick like she feed her with the lollipop. For them half price bricks, we had to travel. Was a steal like Peyton in Seattle. Poke dope.
Mama told me not to sell worth. 17.5, you can meet me by the church. 17.5, you can meet me by the church. Mama told me not to sell worth. 17.5, you can meet me by the church. You can meet me by the church.
I'm the nigga they've been trying to be. No logos on my designer tees. My niggas always in my ear, don't remind them, please. Now it's time. They had they light, nigga, now it's mine. Chanel sweats with the glitter seas I've been trying to find. Just be yourself, I gave this kid advice. I walk in rooms and they start to whisper that nigga nice. I tell them popping, all this shit's fun. Double park, waiting for wifey to get her lips done. Keys by the three when I chirp, shorty chirp back. Go yard black where I'm holding all the work at. What you know about that? Stash in the GPS. Touch the screen, drugs everywhere like it's CVS. See me stress, it's my kids, it ain't BDS. Only spins we know is round blocks, nigga.
Mama told me not to sell worth. 17.5, you can meet me by the church. 17.5, you can meet me by the church. Mama told me not to sell worth. 17.5, you can meet me